The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan for the win today, and this hour's game changer sponsor for our fight against domestic violence is Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. And here to talk about that is Lauren Lega and her co-owner, Greg Billy. Lauren and Greg, thank you for coming here, and thank you for what you do.
Yes, you guys are big proponents of what goes on, and tell us, both of you, just why you find the need to be involved with the women's shelter. I know myself, as I said, my daughter volunteers. She's told me stories about some of the people that come down there. So I know it probably hits home with a lot of people around here who may know people who've gone through it. So tell us why you got involved.
Yeah, so I think that it's really important, you know, as a local business to support the women's shelter, because there are a lot of people in need, and if we can, you know, support their efforts to help women who may be in an emergency situation, we're very, very, it's very near and dear to our heart, and we are very much committed to helping in every way that we can. So we both sponsored, we donated some items. There's a website that you can actually follow a link, and it actually sends the women's shelter a lot of the items that they're in need of. So we were able to use that link and donate many, many items for those folks in need.
And I think that's important, because a lot of the women, if people don't know some of the stories, if you're in this domestic situation, you sometimes just go. You don't take anything with you, and you're there, and you need things.
Absolutely.
So that's great that Hand and Stone would step up and provide those kinds of items that sometimes nobody has, you know, and they need them.
Absolutely. When we heard about the efforts of, you know, your radio station, we were, you know, more than happy to contribute.
And you've been here before, Lauren, yes?
Yes.
I just remembered that when you reminded me. That was a big day on the Fan.
That was a big day for me.
Who was I with that day? Chris Muller or Ron Cook? That's what I don't remember.
Yes, Ron Cook.
He's a memorable figure, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Do you find him handsome?
Do we have a Ron?
Of course I find him.
I just want to make sure.
No, it was great. It was great.
Here's a Ron clip that could spice up the proceedings limits, I think.
Oh, geez.
Speaking of that, Ron never wanted a massage because he said he had too much back hair and he was ashamed. That's just a little aside that probably wasn't necessary.
He told me he was too busy.
No, he was lying. So what services do you guys provide? And how about gift cards? How about, I like to give gift cards because I'm very bad at choosing gifts. What services do you provide, and how can people get access to these gift cards?
So we provide massages, facials, and waxing, and also a service called Neve Skin, which is a treatment that helps reduce fat in your body. So
my God, I could use that. I could use that on my gut. A ton of that on my gut.
It's a very good service. And so we also offer gift cards. We have retail products if people want skincare products and the like. And our program is built around people being able to relax, making it the best hour of their month. That's our goal. Is people come in, it's the best hour of their month. Nice and relaxing environment. Professionally trained massage therapists and estheticians. And so we have a lot of very happy members. We get professional athletes come in and use our services. So it's good for the full range of people. And
I've used your services, and it's excellent. Great stuff. I came out feeling like a new man, Bob.
I think people underestimate the importance of a massage. You know, everybody gets all, you know, look how I just sat. I'm slouching. And if you're at a workout,
you have terrible posture, Bob. No offense.
I know. Well, yours not much better. Maybe you could bring in someone to bat for you, though, in those situations. So,
I should, yes.
But, I mean, I think it is. And I think, again, for people who are in distress, who have problems, if you can help them out in any way, even something like that makes a big difference.
Yeah, we have wonderful. We have also, don't forget, we have hot stone massage,
those
facial services.
What do you do for dry skin, by the way? I have some right now.
We have a wonderful hydrating facial. Men actually can benefit. Come in, get a facial. It's very hydrating. It makes you feel good. It's good for your skin. We have vitamin C products. With this weather, it's like a barrier for your skin. So it's important for everyone to come in and get spa services.
Well, we appreciate everything you guys do. And I can tell people, I can vouch for it firsthand, that you have an awesome place. And we also really appreciate your generosity for a great cause. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Lauren Lega. And Greg Billy, you have, just to be clear, different franchise owners, right?
Correct. Yes, there are 7 Hand and Stone locations around the Pittsburgh area. I have the ones in Cranberry and East Liberty. Lauren is in Upper St. Clair and McMurray. There are also Hand and Stones in North Fayette and Robinson and Wexford and downtown.
Okay.
So stop in any of them. We all have the same services and the same great customer service.
Excellent. Thank you guys again.
Thank you for your time and thank you for what you
really
do for the
appreciate
women's shelter.
Yeah, taking the time to come in here was really above and beyond. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
All right.
We move to Pitt basketball, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
A very abrupt change to Pitt basketball.
Nice seeing you again.
Because this is worth it. George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. George, there's big doings around here. A lot of people looking at Pitt, I think, in a different way than they were maybe only, 5 days ago, 6 days ago. Is this team, I asked you this the first time, but are you more convinced that this team is better than last year's team and is maybe a legit threat to do something special?
I am, Joe. I am. Thanks for having me, as always. I am convinced. I mean, I was in Columbus for that game against Ohio State, and although their defense wasn't the sharpest in the first half, it was truly impressive to see that they just kept making plays on offense. They stuck around, and that's what good teams do. They keep making plays. They wear you down. So once Ohio State got cold, once Pitt tightened up its defense, the offense took over, and they really got contributions from everyone in that game. I mean, Papa Conte was a guy who hadn't played a single minute at the Greenbrier, and this guy comes in 18 minutes ago in the second half. Capel goes with him, and he's a total spark plug, scored 12 points, grabbed, I think, 4 offensive rebounds. Beva Cummings came in, the local kid, hit a big step back 3 when they were down 10 to just keep him in the game. So, yeah, man, they're a loaded team in terms of depth. Like, they've had production from just about everyone on the roster. They even had 2 guys who hadn't played yet this season come in at the end of the game and foul. So up and down the roster, they're looking solid right now. It's going to be tough going forward without Damian Dunn. But, man, after watching that Ohio State game, I'm pretty convinced that this team has it in them to make the tournament and win a few games there.
So, George, they are also a team that's guard friendly. They have a lot of nice guards, and I like that with Leggett specifically and Jalen Lowe. But if there's a weakness for it right now, what would it be? Is it just, you know, the beginning of that game, I thought they were going to get dominated in the paint, and they ended up and winning the boards, I think, in Columbus after not having that advantage early on. So if you had to break down the weakness for the Pitt Panthers at this point and something they may need to improve upon, what would that be?
I'd say rebounding. I like how you brought that up, too. I actually heard Jeff Capel talk about this on a podcast earlier this week with national analyst Jeff Goodman. The rebounding has been a group effort, and it's going to continue to be. But when you've got a big like Guillermo Diaz-Graham averaging 7 rebounds a game, like that's not going to continue into conference play. That's because the teams they've played in the non-conference, these low-major, mid-major teams, are just smaller than he is. But as you start to see, like this game against Mississippi State tonight, they're going to be really tested on the glass. Mississippi State has a nice big man, Keyshawn Murphy, who's 6'10", 230, can match up with Cam Corin. And then Cameron Matthews is 6'7", 235, another forward they've got. So these Power 5 teams, these high-major teams, are going to start to challenge Pitt on the glass. Corin's only averaging 5 rebounds a game right now, something to look at as they go forward here. But I think defensively as a whole, Jeff Capel wants to see them improve and just play more together and stay up to date, up to the second on rotations and not get behind, because we've seen teams like those first half baskets from Ohio State were all wide open looks, whether it was a deep three or a wide open layup. Like this team just has to work on its communication. And he talked about that coming from these lineups that just haven't played with each other. So that comes with time. I don't think Pitt's really worried about either the rebounding or their defense right now. I think it's just two things that they're going to have to work on. It's two things that I would point out as deficiencies right now.
George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now. The Zach Austin shot, I mean, we got to get into this for a second. That was one of the great finishes in Pitt basketball history. I loved your tweet, biggest shot of Zach Austin's life, his answer, and there he is, and he is just so happy. Seems like a great kid. What a moment that was. Is that how you expected or who you expected to take that shot at the end?
No, I did not. And that's the best part about it, right? Jeff Capel said this play that they had drawn up was, all right, get Jalen Lowe the ball, see if he can get to the basket. I mean, see if he can create on his own from there. I saw Amzel Delalic in the corner, who we've all talked about how he can shoot the three. He made 82 in Bosnia last year. Like, that guy, I thought, was option two if Jalen Lowe couldn't get a look at the rim. But then Austin, the trailer, it's like that Villanova buzzer beater in the national championship with Chris Jenkins. Like, it makes total sense when you look back at it that he's the next option. And once Jalen Lowe saw that the drive was shut off, man, it was really, and Jeff Capel talked about this, it was really impressive how Jalen, who's the star player, who when you're a star, like, you can get into forcing shots in big moments.
Yes.
Think you have to take on that responsibility. But, man, it was really impressive how he trusted Zach, who, again, shot like 30, he shot 29% from three last year. Like, that's not a good number. Now, he was having his best game in a Pitt uniform shooting. He had already made three or four. I think he already made four threes before that game winner. But, yeah, man, it was unexpected for me to see Zach save the day with a three. But after talking to him yesterday, he is just ready for the moment. He's been working on his shooting. His catch-and-shoot numbers are up over 10% from last year. So he's just another weapon. Like, he's been special on defense. He can block anyone's shot. He can help on D as well. But for him to develop a three-point shot and make five against a high-major team, including a game-winner, is special.
And I give a lot of credit. You hit on this, but I'm going to double down on it with Jalen Lowe, because he had 28 points. He was the guy who was making things happen in that game. Normally in basketball, Joe knows this, the guy, you know, at the end of the game, who do you want to have the ball? The guy who has the most points, who has been your leader, whatever the case. But he recognized what you just said, that Austin's having a pretty good shooting day, and why should I take the shot when he may have a better one? I was a little surprised it was a three, though, George, to be honest. I thought maybe they were – that's, you know, because of the percentages involved. But he was hot. Jalen Lowe recognized it and set him up.
As my colleague Adam Borst actually pointed out, Zach Austin airballed a three from a similar location like 20 minutes prior to that game winner. So I was also surprised that they went for a three there. Again, I don't think it was the initial plan. I think it's like give the ball to your best player and let him create. But, man, what a big-time shot. What a big moment. And his reaction, man, Austin was super humble about it. He said his sister was the first person he was going to call afterwards. But other than that, like, Jeff Capel talked about it and the players talked about it. They're ready to move on. They're out of Mississippi State now.
George, great stuff. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, George. See you.
How about that, Bob, that finish the other day?
Well, I was, first of all, they were down double digits, and you're in that situation at a good team in their venue, and to chip away at it, to come back the way they did, knowing that Dunn was out of the game and obviously not a factor in this. They have some deep shooting guards, and they have some really good players on the perimeter. And I think in college basketball more so, and probably all levels of basketball, if you have good guards, you can do a lot to set up other people.
One of the great finishes in Pitt history, and they look like something's brewing there. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's go to the General. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry.
Oh, the General.
Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Bob, do you have a guess for the card of the week?
First of all, can I answer? Because I saw that we did that thing the other day.
Yes.
Did someone claim this card already?
General, did somebody claim the card?
Not unless they have in the last few hours.
Okay, good. Because there was some stuff out there that someone had.
Yeah, someone tweeted us.
I don't know what it was. So I never know what to believe. But I believe the General. If I'm going to pick a card...
As of the weekend, someone reported they got it, but they got the wrong one-of-one schemes. Now, the card they got is probably still $100,000.
Ooh.
There's what's called a super fractor. They changed the background of the card to gold. They number it one-of-one, and it was autographed, but it did not have the debut patch. The patch is the card that everyone's after.
That's the card we were after the other day, General. We had a live card opening right here on the Fan. It was very exciting. Myself, Limits,
yeah,
and Bob.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't join you for that. Austin called me, but I just couldn't get there. So,
well, forget who we think the card of the week is for a minute. Are any of these valuable for me? That's all I care about. I have Garrett Cole. I don't know what this is. An all etch? What, is that what it says? All etch?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's an insert that they put, like, so the debut patch that we're talking about is an insert, but it's mega, right? Like, it's like a Powerball. If you could imagine this in terms of the lottery, this is Powerball, not daily number.
So I'm going to win the Powerball with this?
You're going to win. No.
Etched is more like having one of the three daily numbers.
How much is it worth?
Who's the player?
Garrett Cole.
It's probably a $5 card. The cards are beautiful. It's gotten distorted because of the pursuit of the million-dollar card, and it really, I wish you guys had
to sit here. Does it matter that I spilled coffee on it?
That could be a problem.
Now it's down to $4. So I have Jackson Merrill, who's a pretty good player.
That was
himself.
A good card, Bob.
How
I was
much
happy
is that
for
worth?
You.
I mean, in time, I hope it's worth a lot more. I hope he goes on a crazy career.
Without seeing it, if it's a regular base Jackson Merrill rookie card, it's about a $15 card. Now, someone did pull from here the other day a Jackson Merrill autograph numbered to 15. And in a normal year, that would be like a killer. It's probably a $2,500 card, which in normal circumstances would be a lot out of a brand new pack of cards. But Skeens is...
If I forge his number, will that do anything? Can people tell?
Yeah, we don't recommend that.
All right,
you know what they do that's interesting? This is just one small 30-second clarification, is they actually change the back of the card so no one would get that idea. They'll put on there that Topps has a notary sit with a player. You've received an authentic autograph. This way, somebody, even if you handed it to Jackson Merrill, it wouldn't be the same thing.
Hmm. All right, my guess, I have two guesses. Russell Wilson card, Owen Pickering. First NHL goal. Thought it was something to celebrate.
And he's a really likable kid. Did you see the interview after the game? Are we guessing card of the week then? Let me go with, I'll agree with you, Bob. Owen Pickering. Limits, what do you have?
In the spirit of the golden at-bat, General, I'll go with Shohei Ohtani.
All great guests, but you should have stuck with Pomp's first inclination. Got to go with Russ this week. We went with a Russ Wilson 2012 Bowman rookie card, but we're going big because this Cole card or the Skeens card hasn't come out yet. I'm throwing in two more jumbo packs, $150 value. We'll add it to the Russell Wilson card. Ooh. But how refreshing was it to see an NFL caliber quarterback go right down the field, pass after pass? I mean, we're rewarding Russ this week.
Thank you, sir. You're a wonderful man.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
you guys
General.
Have a good week.
You too.
Yep.
That's the General.
I really expected one of you two to get that card, by the way.
So did I.
Yeah, that would have been great television. It would have made great for your business. And Joe would have kept it without sharing. And I went on the record say I would have shared.
Yeah, I was.
Already
there's
a lot of friction here. Just ridiculous.
We carried friction into the show today, General. Thank you.
No, we didn't. You stirred friction.
It's up to about 95.5 of not accepting the Pirates' offer.
Thank you,
sir. We have an informal poll going. Most people are not inclined to take the Pirates' offer.
No, I want gold.
Well, you could take it if they add to it, right? You can still take it and say, I want more.
Yeah, sure. It was an opening offer. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, General.
It definitely created intrigue, that's for sure.
All right. Thanks, man. It has. We'll be talking with you about it again.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. That is Jeff Patton, Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Your card of the week, your chance to get it goes by getting to our website, 937thefan.com, to our contesting page. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High 38 with cloudy skies. Bob, your minions are out. I can see how Pomp and Joe is going to go. Whenever we argue about something, you, like a couple of other media people in town, but nobody quite to your degree, have people who feel compelled to defend you. Somebody said,
There was no argument. I was just trying to get, you know.
Oh, there was a big argument.
No, it wasn't.
Let Pomp finish his thought. I thought I was listening to Pony for a minute. It says, Rock and Tay too? Rebel up? Somebody looking out for Bob and his feelings and Bobby Horniak. Bobby Horniak, Bob. You know damn well Starkey knows he's antagonizing you, trying to get you pissed off. Bobby felt the need to come out and defend you today, Bob, and stand up for your rights.
I appreciate that, but it was no need for that. I just think it's a difference of opinion, and it's not going to change, right? You're not going to be able to talk me into that, and I'm not going to be able to talk you into my way of thinking, so that's okay.
Yeah. We'll come back to it, though. I would like to do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Hey, did you talk to people yesterday about it? Did you talk about it? I guess you did because you said you mentioned
it. We did. We had some texters texting in. Limits is on your side. Doran Dickerson's on my side. Crowley seemed to be waffling. That was about it. I didn't hear the afternoon guys, or did I? No, I think Mueller disagreed and Pony agreed. He wants this in the game. And his point was the same as mine, kind of, that every rule in the history of sports is just arbitrarily drawn up. As Pony said, somebody decided one day to paint a line on a basketball court and say, now it's 3 points from back there. And it made sense because they did it. Somebody else decided a long time ago that four strikes wasn't a strikeout anymore. It's going to be three. They decided three was better than two or four. So three somehow becomes sacred because somebody thought it made sense. To me, that's just the way of the world with sports rules.
But that doesn't mean you have to endorse every single one of them. There are some good ones and some bad ones. I just don't like this one. That's all.
For sure. There's good ones and bad ones throughout the history of sports. Do you like the shootout in hockey?
Well, I've gotten less interested now because of the 3-on-3, which I thought was a great move. A lot of people at the time thought that was gimmicky. I didn't. I thought, because it's even. It's three guys on three guys. You just play and somebody wins or loses, or you go to the shootout. I'm glad that when you get to playoffs, all of this goes away, which is good. And that's the way it should be. No matter if they would implement this rule, the golden bat thing, I would not want it.
Yeah, for sure. There also might be stipulations as Jason Stark, who I think is a very reasoned man. Maybe everybody with Stark in their name likes this rule, Bob. He said if you're behind, you only use it if you're behind in the game. And then also you would have stipulations like you couldn't bat the same guy twice in an inning. But in the end, to me, it's one guy, one at bat in one specific game. And I think there have been many baseball rules instituted way more radical than that.
Well, let's just hypothetically say that it's Ohtani or Aaron Judge coming up. But you have a pitcher in there who's he has to face three batters.
Yeah.
Right? And this is his third batter.
Right.
But I don't want him to face Ohtani. Because you made that move, can I make a counter move and say, I'm taking him out? We're going against that rule.
That might be an interesting thing, too. Do you see all the things that this spawns, Bob? This is very exciting for people. Even Bobby Horniak, I think, would like this. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I just, every league's evolving. I mean, the NFL, for goodness sakes, has put in a dynamic kickoff, which to me has not been dynamic. And they've also told you can't do an onside kick, which I think is the wrong thing.
You can't tackle quarterbacks in the NFL. But as I said, the NFL started where you couldn't throw passes either. Somebody woke up one day and said, hey, it might be a good idea to throw the ball down the field. Imagine the uproar on talk radio then. Was Ron doing talk radio back then in 1906? Imagine if he said that. Imagine if Ron was outraged that they allowed forward passes, Bob. Was that a radical rule change? I think so.
I think again, just on this one, it's just a little bit too much for me. I applaud efforts to change, but this one I would not endorse.
I hear you on that. I agree. I was about to say I agree with you. I don't, but I do respect that. It got heated because the word stupid came up, Bob.
But it was not intended for you personally. It was a stupid concept. That's all, I think. But what do I know?
A lot.
I don't. You know, I'm just here.
We've gone way over time. We should go to the college football overtime.
What happened to the 50-minute mark?
Little mini games from the 25-yard line.
We're going to have a 50-minute mark at 15 after.
Three.
Oh, since when have you paid attention to the clock?
Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet.